Like to dedicate this shiur l'schus for all those that need a refuah shleima kreva. We have them in mind regularly. May they all have a refuah shleima kreva now. And I will just mention that is a special zgula that the Rebbe told us about a Sefer Torah klali for the entire Klal Yisrael. Is a Sefer Torah that's been written many, many years ago to be written for all Klal Yisrael, and every letter goes for another yid. Find out not only about personal Sefer Torahs that are written in different communities, but there's one Sefer Torah that's uniting all of Klal Yisrael, that the Pasuk says, Kol ha-nimtza kasev v'sefer, whoever is written in the Sefer will be saved. Minigeya to the virus that's going around, we find that in the Shlenim they explain many things in the Torah based on what we know now similarly in modern medicine. The Rabbeinu Bechayu, otherwise known as Rabbeinu Bachi, explains why by Adas Koirach, when Korach and all those that were with him, the 250 people, were killed in a magefa. Why the Yidden were told, he bodlu mitoicha ida azois, you should remove yourself and separate yourself from them, when in fact the Eibusha is the one that's meimus umachaya, and the Eibusha could kill who he wants and keep alive whoever he wants. Why do they have to stand a distance? And he explains, because it is contagious to stand next to other people that are really going through a magefa. The Ramban, which was also a doctor, writes, when they get to the story of Loit, that when the city of Loit was being killed out, he was told, Al Tabat Achrecha, don't look there, even looking there, being around, has an effect. And likewise, the Rashbats in his Sefer Magen Oves, who was also a doctor, says about Makas Bechoyres, that the reason why Yidden had to stay indoors was because this was a dever, a plague that's mispasha, that travels fast from one person to another. Regarding this theme, how on the one hand we have to take precautions to make sure we're safe, and at the same time, we're told that everything is in the hands of Hashem. This is a question that many Rishonim have struggled with, or more correctly, have dealt with. If it's really in the hands of Hashem, some people are saying, what difference will it make if I go outdoors, I don't go outdoors? Hashem has determined in advance, mi yamus and mi yichya. And he has decided in advance, ala medina is baya amen, on the nations, on the countries, eze lecherev, eze lerov, eze ledever. All of this has been determined. Where is my hishtadlus and my effort come into the picture? And how does my hishtadlus actually work together with bitachim? So the Rashbash has a tshuva dealing specifically with regarding to a plague, and he says that of course there are people that have been predetermined for life and people that have been predetermined for the opposite of life. But there are those that remain b'choyka efshir, efshir sheyichyu v'efshir sheyamusu, that it's been non-determined. And these people who have not been written into the book of life or into the book of the opposite of life need to protect themselves, and nobody knows who's in which book. The Maril explains slightly differently, and he says there are times when yesh nispe beloy mishpat, that someone can be passed away without any judgment whatsoever. There's a concept called nitne reshus lemashchis, where the mashchis forces, the evil forces, destructive forces, have been given the permission, and that stage, einei mafchini, doesn't make a distinction between tzaddik l'rasha. And it's particularly because of that reason that we're told that during the magefa someone should run away. The Maril adds and says that there's an additional thing, that if a person enters a stage of sakana, then the Gemara says, maskirin aveinoyse shaladim, that in itself reminds the powers of judgment above about his sins. Like the Gemara says, if a person stands in a place of sakana, manakin lo mischuyosef, his merits are reduced, even if he is protected, that has to take away some of his schusim. Or as the Gemara says elsewhere, mamash mishim bipinkasa, his book gets checked very heavily because in the stage of sakana. So being in a place of sakana requires a greater schus, like the Rebbe explains in a letter regarding the piddush of the Or HaChaim, why Reuven preferred that they should be, that Yosef should be thrown into the pit rather than being dealt with by the hands of his brothers, because his brothers are Baale Bechira, have choice, and therefore they could kill him, whether Hashem determined so or not. And many people ask this question, but everything is predetermined from Hashem, as the Rebbe explains there, that putting yourself in a more clear sakana requires a greater schus. Everything, of course, is a psak din lamayla, has been determined lamayla, but the schusim really changed drastically depending on the level of sakana. Lamabit also deals with this question, and he says, similarly, that if there's a particular decree on a certain person, nothing will help. But sometimes it's a decree on a nation, and within that nation is different decrees about different people. Some people has been decreed that absolute, regardless of what precaution they take, it won't help them. And some people has been determined, No, that depends what they do. If they stay in their place, they run away from their place, they lock themselves up, etc. He also adds an interesting point that Hashem is mekarev hakol toteva. Hashem makes everything go as much as possible from the works of nature. Hashem makes that some people will decide not to be cautious. He allows them not to be cautious, and therefore they will fall and succumb, unfortunately, to the plague. And other people are shown that it's a good idea to run away. And their running away is from the plague and doing the precautions to solve their kapara. And this is all consistent with what we learn in Torah all the time. But on the one hand, we believe everything's from Hashem and we have bitachon in Hashem. And we still have to do our shtablis and how they interplay with one another. And this is clearly brought in Hilchos Birkei Cholim, where the Mechaber writes, that a doctor has a right to heal, has permission to heal, and then at the same time it says it's a mitzvah to heal. So the Taz on Shulchan Aruch asks the question, is it a right, a permission, or a mitzvah? And the answer is, of course, we know the ultimate refuah is from Hashem. I am the one that cures. But Hashem does not allow us to do it. We don't have the schus just to come from Hashem. We need to make a keli al piteva. And the Eivishter allows that and agreed that it should come al piteva. And once the Eivishter allowed al piteva, that's what reshus means. The reshus is that we're allowed, we have the ability to go through teva. And once there's a reshus al piteva, we actually have to act according to teva. This fits in interestingly with what the Mabit writes as well in his Sefer Beis Elokim about a magefa, that nowadays magefas are different than in previous generations, whereas in the previous generations it was obvious, everything was Yad Hashem, Osas Hazois. People saw clearly it was a full day blown thing, we knew so many people were killed, etc. In Golas, it is not clear what the Sib and the Mesuvav is, what the causes and what the effect is. We think it's Mikri, we know exactly who, where it traveled from here to there, and a person thinks he has it all worked out. And he has to know loy leleches achra demon to know it's golos, and therefore it seems like we see the pattern how it's happening, or somewhat we see the pattern, but still everything is hashgacha pratas and it comes from Hashem. And the minute we understand it comes from Hashem, that itself is the refuah. As the famous vart in Kapitel Tilim, ad ana the paskin Tehillim, ad ana astir panecha mimeni, tasta panecha mimeni, ad ana elshis eches benafshi. So long that I ushers HA's benafshi, I make my solutions, then Taster Panech Mameni Hashem hides, withholds his countenance from us. Once we realize it's not in our hands, then that itself brings the refuah. Or there was a Chassidish Shavart that in the time of Kriyas Yamsu, when the Eden was surrounded from all sides, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Matitzik alay, Hashem said to Moshe, why are you crying out to me? Darbel Melevi Yiso, travel. Ma titzik alai, as soon as you cry out, ma what, I don't know, I'm surrounded from all sides, I don't know anything, at that stage, if that's what he's crying, ma, double v'nei so you could travel and win. And we'll conclude with an interesting story. There was a tzaddik that once, someone came to him and he said, there's a patient that's critically ill, and he told him to travel to Varsha, and if there is a pharmacy, buy this particular medicine and then burn it. He said, why would I burn it? He said, because that's the only medicine that's around is in this particular pharmacy, and so long that there's a refuah, then there could be a sickness. Hashem does not bring a sickness unless he brings a refuah. If the refuah will be burnt, there's no refuah left, the sickness has to disappear. And with this he explained the meaning of the words, Kol ha-machla she-samti b'mitzrayim le-osem alecha ki-ani Hashem refecha. Hashem says, I will not bring the sicknesses that I brought in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim I brought sicknesses which have no cure, the makos. I don't do that anymore. I don't do that to the Jewish people. Because I have a cure, refecha, I have a cure for everything. If there's no cure, then the sickness runs away. Otherwise, there has to be a cure. So Leivish to help from Kol Yameicha Yechel Lahavi L'Meisa Mashiach. Our entire life will focus on bringing Mashiach. The Rebbe tells us we have Avtacha and Torah. Kol Yameicha Yechel, your personal life will be a Meisa Mashiach. There won't be a separation between our life and Mashiach. Even if somebody is 60 years old, Shivim Shana, like the Mishnah says, on Kol Yameicha Yechel. Even if somebody is already Shivim Shana, 70 years old, he knows he will jump straight from Yameicha Yechel to Yameisa Mashiach. Benissen Nigalu, Benissen Asin Legoil, Agutin Shabbos.